What's up, guys? I just wanted to jump in right here before the show starts and let you know we're experimenting with the format this week, and we actually live streamed this episode as well as we're dropping it as a video episode on YouTube at Stranded Panda. So youtube.com/strandedpanda. What is neat about that is we're live watching and watching frame by frame the Loki trailer. So if you want to do that along with us, you can check it out, youtube.com/strandedpanda.
Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing the Loki trailer that was dropped during the Disney Investor Day presentation in the Marvel section, right? By Kevin Feige, presented by Kevin Feige.
The brand new Loki trailer. We're gonna go shot by shot. We're gonna go frame by frame. We're gonna talk about this thing in depth and discuss all the little idiosyncrasies of it. Right after this ad, we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And I'm Ashley Coffin. And I'm not allowed to be here. I forgot. Let me mute myself.
Oh, you're here.
Am I here?
She's here.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're here. We got producer Ashley Coffin, man in the chat for Twitch. And she's going to be throwing things in whenever she feels like it.
Womaning the chat?
Yeah. Womaning the chat. She's.
I am womaning this chat so hard.
That feels different. Okay, so let's dive right into Loki. First, we're going to watch it one time through, and then we're going to talk in depth about it, and then we're going to watch it frame by frame because we can do that.
Tom Hiddleston is a stone cold fox.
It's true. These are true facts. I think this trailer is absolutely mind blowing. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh my God. It's like, I thought that this series was going to be a little bit of fun just from him being, him interacting with the Time Variance Authority, the TVA, a little bit. But like, I didn't know that it was going to be this intense.
Yeah.
This series is not lighthearted and fun from the look of it.
It also looks incredibly expansive. Like, it's going all over the Marvel Universe. There's stuff from the distant. It looks like they're in space in places. It looks like there's worlds breaking apart, but they're also like in small little situations, like him on a plane jumping out, like stealing money. It looks like, why is he stealing money?
That shot where he was standing in front of a like trashed city, post-apocalyptic from the look of it city. Didn't that remind you a lot of the Young Avengers?
Yeah.
That we read?
Yeah, absolutely. It really did. I think you're onto something there, because the thing that was going on in that Young Avengers was, as things were changing in the timeline, different versions of reality were appearing. And I think that we're going to get similar stuff with this, where he is trying to repair aspects of the timeline. Something like that is going on. And so I am, that just seems amazing. It seems really, really amazing. Any other big takeaways before we start kind of going by it, through it shot by shot?
What does he say at that? He's like, Heimdall and brother, I hope you're ready. So I was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, right? Like, does that mean his Heimdall and brother are going to be in this series?
Jeff, do you see how far his hair goes down his back in that scene right there? You see it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot shorter in the sand. Sorry, I can't stop. Hair.
That was your original role in the MCU cast, was our hair correspondent.
I can give you guys the Infinity War timeline right here.
Right.
Okay, so let's go. We're gonna first little bit of the trailer is very much directly out of Endgame, correct? I think it's even edited like Endgame.
Well, it's got the same audio and everything on it.
Exactly. So this is, I think they may have cut a few things out, but there's an Ant-Man appearance.
Yep.
This first
no more stairs.
And then he disappears, and that is when we start a little transportation across the galaxy. It looks like,
I think that part is really interesting though, because that first shot after, you know, he travels across the galaxy, wherever it is that he travels to, because, you know, this is probably out of order or whatever, because that's the Bifrost.
Maybe it's the Bifrost.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the Bifrost. It looks very similar to the way that they travel there.
It does. I mean, it definitely has a rainbow look to it, but like, that could also be just the way that they traveling through space.
The TVA travels.
The TVA travels, or the space stone, which is what he grabbed there. And then right here, like, this is where we start to see some non, I want to look through all of this shot by shot, like you guys who are watching it on the trailer,
seen the way that the space stone travels though. Like we saw that in when Thanos was using it, and the way that he used it there is it shrouds them and then unshrouds where they are.
Yeah, but we've never seen it inside of it, how it's moving, which is what we're seeing now. So like this could definitely be the way that this kind of travel looks from the inside.
It could be.
Right here is our first real angle at something. So that looks like some sort of planet he's descending onto. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Definitely a planet.
Yeah.
Has to space be. Butthole. Like,
dude, look at the space butthole. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
It looks like an eye.
It does. I thought it was an eye, but
we
Ashley's
all see
right.
What
it's a space
see,
butthole.
Okay.
So after we see him travel through the rainbow bridge / space stone thing, it appears he's landing on a planet of some sort, and then comes out of blackness to see some looks like some Inuits possibly.
I was thinking Mongolians because he's in sand.
Yeah, Jake in the chat said that Loki laying in the sand is mirroring Tony in Iron Man.
It's mirroring Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah, great call, Jake. It was mirroring Iron Man 1. It's the exact same type of shot. He's just he's flipped. You know, he's reversed, and they're coming up on him exactly the same way. I love that.
Yeah, that's really beautiful.
And you know, I, like there's sentiment in that Iron Man was the beginning of the MCU, right? Like that's the beginning in our world of the MCU proper. Loki could well be the beginning of all of these like time travel multiverse shenanigans of like somebody being behind it all to try to repair it. So like, I don't know. It may not be, but like, I feel like there could be that sentiment there of like, this is the beginning of, you know, all of it.
You bring up a great point here. The fact that this is the first thing we see, and this is him dealing with TVA. As far as we understand from comics, TVA is this authority that kind of keeps all these multiverses and time variances in check, right?
Yeah.
So what if something happens in the Loki series that brings them down? Or like destroys the time variance authority? Or stops them from operating properly. So like that's part of why the multiverse starts to be such an issue in the MCU.
I don't know. I think that the TVA is, they're going to bring him in because he is a variance, but they're also going to need his help, I think.
I agree. I agree. But then that's the thing though, in the last line in the thing, like, what did you expect? And I feel like they're going to need his help. He's going to be working for them. But then is he actually like that? He's a villain.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah.
So what if the end of this whole thing is that like, you know, he's not actually going to be the good guy that they need him to be. He's not actually going to be stopping the time variances. He's going to be doing whatever he wants to do, you know?
Right.
And it even seems like when he says that, the rest of his like work people that are working with him, these guys standing behind him, like aim their weapons at him, which means that he was deceiving them as well. So whatever these time variance, to me, that's the time variance authority finally tracking him down and going like, stop trying to run for president or whatever you're doing. And he's like, what did you expect? I'm Loki. Like, of course I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah, he looked very Oswald Cobblepot.
He did. Yeah, for sure.
I love that, though, when in Dark Avengers or Dark Reign, Loki was the one behind Norman Osborn being Dark Avenger crazy guy. But also in 2016, there was a Loki comic where he was in suit, you know, running for president. Like there was a variant cover where he looks exactly the way he looked in that shot.
Right.
The short horns and everything.
Yeah.
But behind him were Sam Wilson as Cap and Angela, Thor's sister.
Oh man.
Like on the cover.
Well, you think about that with Sam Wilson's Cap, that's actually going to be the case by this time, probably. Okay. Let's get back to the actual shot by shot here. Cause we're looking at, so we got this Marvel Studios logo, which I love. It's behind all these letters. I feel like as a, if we really wanted to get into this, we should like dive into what all these letters spell. I feel like there's got to be some like, I feel like there's a lot of Easter eggs in this trailer, and I am not the expert to be able to discover them all.
But, it really just looks like Loki.
I saw a lot of L's, K's, O's, and I's.
I agree with that completely. But like, I'm just trying to see if like there's anything. I feel like this is the kind of thing you could easily hide something in. Something that may look. But yeah, you're right. It clearly is a lot of a lot of Loki in there. But it's Loki scattered throughout, like whatever space, a scattered Loki, if you will, a scattering of Loki. Yeah,
that's the Marriott Marquis in Atlanta.
It is. They shoot all these things in Atlanta. That is definitely the Marriott Marquis in Atlanta, which we go to. That's where they have Dragon Con. This is another shot that I feel like has to be full of Easter eggs, right? I mean, there's an X button.
XN1.
What is GYE? What is IUL? What is FE3? What is 2WE? Like LK3? Like all these things that have got to be like either comic book references.
Yeah.
Or, you know, character references or group references. Wait. An equal sign, but with three F-E. Lines.
FE is iron.
Right.
Periodic table.
Hmm. So
Iron Man 3.
That could be Iron Man 3. Absolutely. LK3 could be like something to do with Loki even right here. 2W1. I have no idea. Like I have no thoughts on these. I just know these have got to be like some connections that if we dig and think about them. If anybody in the chat has ideas for what any of these could be. TSL XN1 VG2 U77. I feel like some of these are probably comic book references, like U77. Who knows? Could be Ultimate 777 or something like that, or just like they do with a lot of the Spider-Man stuff. John Watts loves to put like, and the Spider-Verse movie. There's references to all the comic books all over. Anyway, what we're looking at here is the elevator, and it's got all these different elevator buttons with different places, but they're not traditional like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're like random groups of letters and numbers. There's even a smiley face that looks like a target symbol.
Yeah,
like, what does that mean?
That's obviously Punisher.
Yeah.
Possibly. Like, are these different places in the MCU? Like, are these different in the multiverse?
I really love the collars, the inhibitor collars, because that's like a Genosha thing. Like, isn't that more of an X-Men thing, the inhibitor collars?
I don't know.
Yeah, they did that in Deadpool 2.
It was on Slave Island and Genosha and stuff like that. And they did use them in Civil War. But I thought that was, you know, usually just mostly in the X-Men comics.
Yeah, I did not realize that was a thing from even X-Men comics. I guess I remember it from, what was it? Phoenix, I think, had that.
Deadpool 2.
Oh, mm-hmm. Deadpool 2 had that.
Yeah. They put one on Elizabeth Olsen in Civil War when she's when they take her with everybody and they arrest them.
She's the
only one who has one on.
In the raft.
And that's when I noticed, because I was like, oh, that's just supposed to be like their version of Genosha.
All right, so we do have this in the elevator. He's wearing a inhibitor collar, and he's talking to Owen Wilson, who is, I guess, an agent of the TVA. And they have a great little conversation about like how long have you been here? He's like, time.
We both know you love to talk.
We both know you love to talk. I loved that.
I love that we get to have that Owen Wilson playfulness. I think he might be that like. That bright spot of levity in this dark series.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Then we get the beginning of, I feel like that's our sort of mooring for this trailer. Like we kind of get the idea that he's going to be captured by the TVA after his, you know, escape and landing in some random time and place. As you said, probably Mongolia or something. And then what does it mean for the rest of this universe? And then everything else in this trailer feels like just a bunch of vignettes that like have got to be full of Easter eggs and ideas. We get a shot where later we see someone with a lantern drop it and start a fire. We see a shot with these lanterns and a group of agents of some sort with batons and gear sort of loaded up. What do y'all think of these? Does this remind you of anything?
Well, bump back a few frames. Right there. Stop there.
Yeah.
Look in the left side. It looks like somebody is sitting in a like on a bench or in a chair, like maybe tied down.
Hmm. I don't see them.
Right behind that guy's leg. Come forward a bit. Forward. Right there on the left side.
Possibly. It also just kind of looks like machinery, maybe.
Could be.
I don't really see someone tied down, but it could be. I just don't know. I don't know who these agents are. They look like they're like in hockey pads or whatever. They look like they're really ready.
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Yes, you are.
These guys appear to be. They look like some sort of agents, and then there's a character that looks like maybe in a similar scene because she's got a lantern. I don't know why I'm saying she. It just looks like a figure of a lady, maybe.
It looks like a feminine figure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why, mm-hmm. but it does.
And they drop the lantern. It looks like they've got a sword on their on their hip.
Yeah, good catch there.
Maybe it's Sif.
Hmm.
That could be Sif.
Absolutely. Maybe that's where Sif is. Maybe Sif's been traveling with Loki and the weird 2020 Loki.
Or maybe she's tearing these guys up to get to Loki.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe. Maybe that they've maybe Thor tasks Sif with finding this version of Loki. All right. So now we get a better view of these agents. Oh, what's that on? Ooh, you see that? It's only in one frame, but there's a mark on his helmet, like a red, looks like almost like a red 9.
I don't see a 9.
I see a dot.
Yeah. Some sort of red symbol on the helmet. And we get a little bit better view of these agents, a big bearded agent.
Are we certain that this guy is an agent as well?
Oh, no, not an agent of the TVA. It just looks like there's a group of these agents that sort of like look like they're coming into this tent. Some sort of agency. I don't know. I don't know what kind of agency, but they're like wearing armor as if they're all part of the same group. Riot gear, mm-hmm. yeah. Right.
And they have taser sticks, it looks like.
Yeah, or batons.
Yeah, but is this guy part of that group?
Yeah, I think so.
This is a different shot.
It is a different shot, but I think it appears that those lanterns are all the same. And so you've got these lanterns, and then you've got the lantern that she drops. Although it did look like that was daytime and this is night. So I do think it's a different shot and maybe a different time, but it looks like to me like the same pads he's wearing. So it looks like probably part of the same group.
I thought it was nighttime. It just looked like very orange, like it does now,
well,
kind of.
If you pay attention when they first come into the tent here, when they're entering that shot, it looks like daytime outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, inside the shot. See that?
Yeah. Hmm.
Looks like daytime when they're entering the tent. But then
I don't think it's a tent though. I think that just could be a flap of a door.
We got to check with Jay Scotty about magic tents and see what he thinks.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know.
Have you ever seen this model?
Chad, Jay Scotty, if this is Hogwarts related. Okay. So continuing on, some sort of person that's setting a fire and it looks like they're attacking this group of riot gear soldiers. And he's reaching for like a red. I didn't see that at full speed. What is he reaching for there?
It looks like a red lantern.
Like a solar panel powered, you know, street thing that you put on your lawn.
Yeah, it does. It does. But it looks like it's liquid. Like yep. Maybe there's something liquid in there. Some sort of substance.
Maybe it's a grenade.
Maybe some sort of grenade or magic grenade or time grenade or who knows. But
time grenade. What does that even do?
Hey, it's a time travel show. I don't know. Right. As he reaches
I'm thinking it's either a weapon or a communicator.
Yeah. It almost looks like he's about to press it.
Because that's the trope.
Like the way he's reaching out, it almost looks like he just needs to press it. Like it's a mine or some sort of communication device, like you said. Then as he's reaching out to it, he's pulled away and the fires are behind him. So it looks like whoever that is in the cloak that drops the lantern is also the person who's attacking him. It appears. Now, this could be editing, but we're just going by what it appears. Then we get to Loki. Yep. Inside some sort of, looks like a nice facility with a mirror, a kind of a neat mirror that he's looking into. It looks like he's going up to some sort of tribunal. Do we know
the living tribunal?
Yeah, that's what I think.
There's three faces. Yep. A lot of people are speculating that it's the living tribunal. Do we know these faces? Are they the faces of the living tribunal?
No, they're different faces, but very reminiscent of it.
The one in the middle kind of looks like Vision and Thanos.
That does kind of look like Vision, and that does kind of look like Thanos, but also kind of looks like a fish man, so I don't know. they all look like they have jewels in their head, all three of them. They all look like they have some sort of armor around their faces. I don't know the Living Tribunal well, so you guys will have to tell me if that looks similar. But this is as he's being brought up in front of the TVA. So he's in his TVA jumpsuit, and he's brought forth before like some sort of tribunal, and there's a lady sitting at the desk with like an orange sash.
It actually kind of does. The Living Tribunal has the one body and like the three faces that turn around. And I think each face is a little different and they have like a hood.
Yeah.
So sort of close. Could be similar.
Also, pause there on her. Living Tribunal in most iterations has a very golden body, and her shirt is that color.
Ooh, yeah, it is.
And they look like a shade of like a kind of gold bronzish.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So these could absolutely be something to do with the Living Tribunal. These faces, it's like wood panel. By the way, I just want to point out on this shot how cool the cinematography looks. Like the choices they're making between her costume and the wall and the suit and the stone that she's sitting in front of, it all just looks so, so cool. Really, really well done. Like set design and cinematography, it just looks really, really good. And then this could be the same scene, possibly. But it cuts to a shot of Loki. But the thing that makes me strange to me is there's like a, it looks like a movie poster on the left and right hand side of like these female heroic figures. You guys see that?
Maybe they're tapestries, but I do see it.
Yeah, I think they're going to be tapestries of some sort.
I agree. I just don't know why they would be hanging in like the TVA courtroom.
I don't know that necessarily looks like a courtroom. It looks more like a hallway.
Possibly. It says three something, and then it looks like URT are the last three letters above Loki's shoulder.
Right.
Which makes me think like three something court, and he looks like he's being brought up on some sort of charges.
Yeah. But I'm thinking it's a hallway, and the that hallway has like portraits and images of, you know, the great heroes of the past or whatever.
Right.
You know, like great agents or whatever.
That is possible. It's possible that this shot is before he enters that hallway or whatnot.
Nowhere Bound says, it probably says Time Court.
Ah.
Good job.
Good call.
I like it.
Three Time Court or the third Time Court. And now we get the shot of that building again. I believe that is still the Dragon Con Marriott.
Yeah, that still looks like the Marriott Marquis on the inside, just some extras added on.
Yeah, they added those spiraled staircases, but that looks very similar to the Marriott in Atlanta.
And the statues.
Yeah, which me and Jeff have been to and hung out in. The statues, of course.
Those aren't always there? Boo.
How badass would it be if we went to Dragon Con next year and they had made this look like this just for Dragon Con?
Oh God, that would like be so awesome.
They put in the Living Tribunal or whatever. Yeah. So
yeah.
I wonder, do these hand symbols that these guys are doing look similar?
It looks a lot like the symbol of the Fire Nation in Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Wrong, Nate. Is that some Iron Fist stuff?
So
keep it to the right genre, Jeff.
Sorry.
Keep it in this universe. So we've got these big whatever figures that are inside the TV. It looks like the TVA facility, and it looks like maybe like a library, possibly. Like, you look on the left and right, you see these bookshelves.
Could be. It's the library of the Living Tribunal.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's kind of like the Library of Congress, just larger.
Yeah. And then the TVA breaks apart, this holographic transmission of the TVA breaks apart, and it cuts to a shot of Loki. It looks like Owen Wilson is sitting, I think that's Owen Wilson, sitting at a table interviewing Loki and showing him his crimes, possibly. And we get this awesome shot of him standing before the Avengers. And like, I bet, if I had to guess, this is where, and I'm so excited about this, this is where Owen Wilson tells Loki about how his life was supposed to go.
I hope so.
Like he gets to watch part of phase three or whatever.
Oh man. And the imagery there of the TVA breaking apart and Loki reforming could be where they're basically saying to him, like, you know, you've broken the timeline, but like, you should be dead, or you should have gone to prison in Asgard. Because if you're not there, then, you know, Thor, the Dark World happens differently. And, you know, all these events happen differently, and it ultimately leads to the fall of the TVA, and like, it shatters and forms Loki. That's what I think could happen. And that, like you were saying, that he helps them out and then ultimately brings them down. I think that that might be a little bit of couching that idea there.
Right. Yeah. A little bit of symbolism, a little foreshadowing, but I don't think that that's intentional on Owen Wilson's part. I think that he's showing, I think he's just saying, like,
this is a potential future.
Yeah, there's a potential thing that happens, and this is what should have happened. And this doesn't seem like Owen Wilson is all worked up about this. It just seems like another day at the office for him.
Okay.
To me,
I can see that.
Like, I don't think he's saying that the TVA is about to be destroyed. I think he's just going, yeah, this is the TVA. Here's what we do. You did this. Now we're capturing you. I don't think he thinks of Loki as a threat at this point. But yeah, it's all possible. Okay, so let me get this next shot. Rock's Cart, which I'm guessing is a store for Roxxon, like a retail store for Roxxon.
Yeah, if you notice, if you pop back a little bit, those guys in the helmets, that's the same symbol on that guy's helmet.
Yep.
So that's who was crawling through.
And it looks like those are TVA agents, possibly.
Yeah, those are TVA agents.
Damage control?
Loki's, oh man.
Because isn't that Roxxon?
Well, I think Roxxon here is supposed to be like, you know, Rock's Cart is supposed to be related to Roxxon. But you see the yellow things here. These guys seem to be coming out of those. Like they're,
oh,
like
that's
the
a good point. The portals, yeah. Like portal time portals that these guys are opening up into.
Right, right. They seem to be hopping
and
out of those.
It matches their zappers.
Yeah, it matches their zapper rod. So it's the same kind of energy, likely. Loki right there is wearing a TVA jacket.
Yeah, this looks like they're like almost training him, like taking him on his first mission or something.
Well, yeah. Like they're the protectors and he's the detective, or he's consulting.
Oh,
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But Feige did detective. Say that this is a murder mystery.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or did he say crime thriller, I think he said.
Crime thriller, sorry.
Spy thriller,
murder mystery, crime thriller. What's the difference?
Yeah, something like that. Like, he's been hired to solve some sort of crime, or like brought on to solve some sort of crime. And it looks like they're in a store. Pet supplies is in the background. This is still Rock's Cart. Ooh, man. RS-25, RS-26, RS-27. I'm just like, what does RS mean? Like, I feel like all this stuff
is
important.
Looks like the security feed for that store.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Well, see, I think you're right that it looks like that, but it's also, it looks like it's being fed to the TVA. That's not like in the store, right? To me, like those
Rock's
lamps.
Cart
are
security?
All,
maybe because the lamps are yellow.
You're right. It's Rock's Cart security. I do see the yellow lamps. It seems to be, but yeah, you're right. It's Rock's Cart security. Probably, man. Ooh.
And one of the feeds breaks up a little bit.
Yeah.
In one of the frames.
What does it say?
So I think that they're going something? Through the security cameras just to try to see what's going on. Oh man.
It looks like what between if, these frames, like things are like shifting and like that RS-27 seems to like be flickering and then it goes out. Mm.
Matt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matt, Ashley, I want to see your faces for this.
Okay.
What if the Loki series is Loki investigating the crimes of someone murdering gods?
Oh. I like it. I like it a lot.
Is he going to be in Love and Thunder?
Yeah, what if this leads into Love and Thunder by establishing Gore the God Butcher?
Oh, man, that's a good idea. Especially, you know, with I just don't know. I'm used to thinking about these things in the sense that like, oh, it's the TV show. They're probably not going to make that close of a tie-in. But like, no, this could absolutely make that close of a tie-in.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, that's huge. It's a good idea. You might have just solved the case.
Yeah, I just solved the case, you guys. We'll have to wait till May to find out, but you heard it here first.
Okay, so continuing on, we get a thing where he drops in through a ceiling, from a ceiling into this another orange. This orange and yellow seems to be this theme of the TVA. Or, well, see, yeah, orange seems to be the TVA. This yellow seems to like maybe the TVA, maybe something else.
That's an elevator, Matt.
Yeah, but he drops in through the ceiling, right?
Yeah, through the ceiling into the elevator.
Okay.
The weird contraption in there, though.
Yeah.
What is that?
It looks like a metal detector.
Yeah.
This looks to me like the scene where Loki is searching, trying to get it, find his way out, and he just keeps getting like back into. Finding his way back into like a TVA custody, basically. Like he realizes he can't really escape. This is his Dormammu moment.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, right? That's why there's the green glow in there. There's the time stone.
Yeah. this bureaucrat here has come to bargain.
Yep. Okay. I've come to bargain.
Okay. So, it looks like he is striving to get out there. He's in an elevator, but it seems like he's trying to escape, but keeps getting back in, maybe. I don't know. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next scene, moving on. All right.
Is that Owen Wilson?
That looks like Owen Wilson.
Because there's that guy in the same, that's that uniform that those guys were in.
So it looks like those guys do connect with Owen Wilson. It looks like TVA, those are TVA agents. They also have that orange. The thing that interests me is this stained glass with a devil in it. Right?
It looks like, yeah.
Could that be Mephisto? Could that be Mephisto? Like, who was it that just asked if we thought, Nathaniel Muzzy asked if we thought we were getting Mephisto? There you go. There's Mephisto.
Mephisto confirmed.
Also, the symbol to the upper right is almost exactly like the Moon Knight symbol, by the way. I know it's just a moon, but still.
It really is. Good call.
Oh, golly.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. If he's investigating gods of different pantheons dying, that could also tie into Moon Knight in the Egyptian pantheon.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because Khonshu is his patron. He's the avatar of Khonshu.
Yeah, 100%. And so this looks like maybe some sort of witness that, you know, Owen Wilson is discussing this with. Man. Okay. And then we get
what so looks much.
Like this all ties in together to me. Like we get this shot here and we've talked a little bit about the possibility of Loki or something bringing the TVA down and that causing all of this to. Like if, again, you're talking about Gore the God Butcher, like, oh no, this is Loki. Or is it? Something is coming for the TVA, right? And here we've got this agent who is like leading the courtroom or something. She's in the hallway with two guards behind her.
That looks like the mouth of the tribunal.
Yeah. The mouth of the tribunal. What are you talking about?
The girl who was speaking for them.
Yeah,
oh,
kind of okay. Like Ebony Maw is the speaker for Thanos. She's basically that.
With the gold shirt.
Did not know that. Okay, so she might be the mouth of the tribunal. And see, this here shows, it makes it appear like Loki's about to fight them. Yeah. I think that's a mislead, personally. I think that is them getting ready for something that is attacking the TVA. Yeah. And
he also is getting ready for it.
Yeah, I think so too. That's exactly what I think. And then this is the part that like blows my mind about this trailer. Something's coming for the TVA. I think that Loki is going to end up inadvertently or against his better judgment helping. But then we get this shot, which is looks like a planet coming apart, and
it looks like the moon.
It does look like the moon. Yeah. Some sort of celestial body is just falling apart. Yeah. Yeah. The moon is shattering. There's like all kinds of rockets or space debris falling onto what looks like some sort of desolate planet, possibly Earth. To me, that looks like Black Widow.
Natasha?
Yeah, it does. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I jumped backwards by mistake. Hit the wrong button. That totally looks like Natasha, right?
I think so.
And if he's traveling through different time periods and stuff, that could be Natasha. This could be an alternate reality version of Natasha.
Yeah, because her hair's about chin length, so that's like Age of Ultron time.
Yeah, which would be perfect for right after Loki's dealing with all this stuff. But anyway, you see she's got a sword. Whoever that is in the hood, I think this is the person in the hood.
Oh, good point. So good I don't call. Think it's probably not Natasha then.
I mean, it could be.
It could be.
But what if it's Angela?
Who is Angela?
What if it's Angela, Thor's sister?
Oh, that'd be cool. Is she a redhead?
She was red-haired. Yeah, she was red-haired and had a sword.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems like that's probably Angela then.
And she was behind him on that comic cover, on that the cover of the Vote Loki cover.
Right.
Ah.
There you go. That seems like a very big possibility then.
Angela, Queen of Hell.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to go back. Okay, so Angela, I think that you're right. I think that's Angela. We're talking about a Loki thing here. She's in the back of the Vote Loki comic. That totally tracks. Then we cut to what looks like a destroyed New York, and we can actually see a destroyed Avengers Tower in the background.
Yep.
Which is super badass.
And that so reminds me of Young Avengers.
Yeah.
When the verse was like shifting, or when the reality was shifting around them.
So what I think is going to happen here is he's going to get brought in by the TVA to say, you've got to do this thing for us. And he's going to be like, why would I do this thing for you? I'm Loki. I do what I want. And then they're going to say, and then he's going to find out what happens if he does what he wants. And then he's going to see like the world destroyed. Why would we want to rule over an ash heap kind of thing? And then he's going to like go back and decide to help, which is what when we get this airplane scene, which looks like some sort of I don't even know, man. I don't even know what's happening here.
This looks like some James Bond stuff.
Yeah, but those look like police cars. Those don't look like modern police cars. They look from the 60s. Those like detached sirens and like...
the one light in the middle.
Mm-hmm. The car in the second window definitely has like the Impala.
There was talk of Loki taking place in the 70s.
Hmm.
And considering the look of the flight attendant here in a minute... I think that might track.
Right. Like this scene. Mm-hmm. I mean, even him, he looks like he's dressed for the 70s there.
Dapper Dan there.
Yeah, a little dapper, dapper thing happening.
Hey, boy, hey.
Ooh, what is this he's running towards? You see, he's running through this desolate. We cut to a shot of him running through a desolate wasteland of some sort.
Well, that looks like where the moon is falling.
Right, and Angela, the shot where Angela was, too, it says it's this purple landscape, but look at this little building he's running towards.
Little bunker?
Looks like a bunker, maybe a time machine, maybe a portal out of there.
Goes down.
I don't know. That is super interesting. Okay. Like,
is he using a Roomba?
Yep.
A Roomba?
He looks like he's
fighting with a Roomba?
Yep. He's cleaning up the competition, man.
Hey!
Oh, I love it.
What?
Even? All right. So he fights with a Roomba. That's wonderful. Well, he doesn't do a good job, though. The Roomba is the Roomba has turned. Oh gosh, what is this?
It's too much, you guys.
What? Muzzy says it might be Wrecking Crew.
It could be. I think it's just TVA. They look like TV. Mm-hmm. They look like the Owen Wilson moment where he was with those agents. Those are like the, you know, the sort of stormtroopers of the TVA.
Okay. Who's that girl? It's not me. Put her down.
He's dancing with a lady here. It looks like in the distant past. You can see Roman numerals on the wall in the background.
What's in his hand?
And he's got his TVA jacket on.
Yeah, so he's like going through time, trying to, I don't know. We don't know what he's trying to do.
She has like a toga on.
Yeah.
And so does the other guy, yeah.
Yeah, the other guy looks like a centurion.
This looks like ancient times. Again, ancient Rome, Greek, like whatever. Like that reminds me again that this could be another Gore the God Butcher thing.
Killing the pantheons. Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Killing the pantheons of gods. I think you were on to something there.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Did that guy have a hammer?
This guy looks like he has some sort of hammer or axe. It cuts to a fight scene inside of a, I don't even know, like an orange and white building.
It does look like a hammer.
It does. It does look like a hammer.
But there's a lit L on the background.
And is Loki behind him?
This also looks like an alternate future, like dystopian area. Like it looks like it's all ramshackle.
Yeah, it does. There's like plants growing through everything. It does look sort of ramshackle. It also, is that like a bowling ball behind him? Like, actually, oh, yeah. This could be a bowling alley now that I look at it.
It looks like one. L on the, I think it's, we probably used to say bowling on the wall.
Yeah.
Because there's L. An L.
Yeah. That, I think that's a good call. I think that's definitely what this could be. Some sort of old bowling alley that's been destroyed. But there's a fight going on between an unknown figure and then a man in with a hammer. It looks like a golden hammer almost. Like this could be another like alternate reality thing where like we see future versions of different characters, different.
That better not be Beta Ray Bill. That would be such a cop out.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't think of it, but yeah. Does he have a golden hammer?
Yeah, he has. Stormbreaker was his original hammer. And it, or that was his hammer's name, Stormbreaker. Okay. And it was gold.
Okay. All right. Then we get to this next shot with Loki fighting what looks like more TVA people, but they're different. These are like, I don't even know. Maybe these are future TVA agents, but that doesn't make sense. TVA is outside of time or something.
Mm-hmm. Time passes differently there.
Yeah. But this looks like some sort of TVA adjacent group with different kinds of armor, if you can call it armor. He's like wearing a sweater all over his body.
But he's got the riot helmet.
He does have a riot helmet, but it seems breakable. It's like a glass riot helmet. Maybe, I don't know. So Loki looks like he's fighting with and against the TVA throughout this whole trailer. I don't know. Cut to...
That's definitely the 70s.
Yeah. We got this like 70s. Is it 70s or 60s? I'm bad at that.
It looks very mod. So like between maybe 50s, 60s.
The past.
Probably not the 70s. Yeah.
Man, how cool is it though that the last line of this trailer is him talking, brother and Heimdall and brother, hope you're ready. And this is like the distant past or, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
Distant, very distant.
And he jumps out of a plane that looks like it's in the 70s and the Bifrost catches him. Like, I really hope we get, what are Thor and Heimdall like in the 60s or 70s? That's really cool.
Thor with an afro is all I need.
Please don't do that.
Or hi. Yeah, I'd like it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay, so that is what we have for Loki. Man, so that is that every we've broken down Loki shot for shot. Oh no, we missed this ending here. Very important. We got a Loki.
Oof, like Loki still in the bowling alley.
Still in the bowling alley. Looks like.
What does the button say?
I can't tell Loki. And there's some little it's words.
The vote Loki.
Well, but it doesn't say vote though. It says Loki, and there's looks like maybe some tiny words under it, like maybe Loki for president, possibly.
I hope so.
Okay, then we get this wider shot. Oh, man, this looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
So Loki is standing in front of a bunch of guys who look like they've been maybe working with him. Like maybe they're his sort of army, and he has these Loki for president buttons, or Loki for ruler of the wasteland or whatever. But then he says, what did you expect? Which is, I'm thinking he's talking to the TVA. Like, what did you expect? Of course I decided to rule this wasteland. And then all of his men turn on him.
Could also be that he was talking to himself. Because when we saw this particular space, or this particular place before, we saw Loki with the TVA jacket, like he was the consultant. And then we see this version of Tom Hiddleston
with
that on. So that might be the one that is actually ruling, and he
has to go stop himself.
That is helping the team. Yeah, he has to stop himself. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. That is fun.
Muzzy just said, I think the last scene is where future Loki won Avengers, and this is where he's king, the two Lokis in one shot.
Oh, I love that. That's super fun. Mm-hmm. I do think that says Loki for president. Like, see, you can see there it says Loki, and there's like a three-letter word and then a longer word.
Maybe it's king?
It looks like a long word, like president.
Yeah, it looks like president.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. Thank you guys for joining us for this breakdown of the Loki thing. Any last thoughts?
I think we've gone on a bit long on this one.
For sure.
Maybe
for sure.
We should stop here for today and let the Star Wars guys take over.
I think that that's a good plan. As much as I would love to make it through the other three trailers, I think this might be a job for next week. because this has taken 3 hours to get through talking about it and then talking about, and we were expecting two to do five episodes. I knew it was overreaching. It was overreaching. Any other thoughts on this trailer before we go?
I think I saw in the chat, this one thing that kind of has stuck with me, the letters of the Loki like logo in that trailer, they seem to be constantly flipping and changing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It makes me think that that's different versions of reality, different versions of Loki.
Mm-hmm. It looked like that one Loki that was like green with rose prints on it when he was the the vote for president Loki. It, some material on his shoulder pad was coming out, and it looked just like that same green with the rose print on it.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Well, guys, please send your feedback in. We should have time for feedback next week. Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. We'll be back next week for more trailer breakdowns. So much to talk about. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.